What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. It's the last time I have to say that, because if I ever return, I'm just going to be a guest. So I get to lurk in the background listening to you do your different intro. JD's not allowed to talk. Notes from corporate said that I was, this is actually true, that I'm the only one that should be talking during the intro. So JD is in the kitchen right now. Oh, I can see the comments on the side. Wow, that person is a pervert. They were waiting to jump in here. This episode is my last episode. There will be very shockingly few Sharks things. Unless people ask us questions, then they can and we'll answer them, but probably just going to be us for 30 to 75 minutes talking about whatever we feel like. Probably jizz, The Simpsons, maybe a little bit of Sharks in there. Yeah, noted pervert, see? All right, let's do music and then we'll get this whole shebang going.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So it's come to this, a Locked On Sharks clip show. It's actually just going to be clips of previous shows, and we're not actually going to do anything today. Locked On Sharks is hosted by JD Young, and I'm Kyle Demetrius, future guest.
Frequent guest, hopefully.
I'm the main character. So when we started this, I had logged out of everything on my computer and I had to re-log back in, and they ask you on Restream for what your display name is. And I put the main character, and JD logged in and saw it, and it was really funny. So if you want to ask us any questions, please do in
the old chat,
wherever. Yeah. In the chat. I guess I can see it, but I guess JD has YouTube up as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I can see him. I actually can put him on the thing. So yeah, look,
what,
noted pervert.
Oh, nice. Yes. Oh, that's amazing. It kind of looks like you were the noted pervert on that one.
We're also on the noted coward, but yes, noted pervert.
Apparently. I was actually thinking that I should log into YouTube on my phone and start commenting on things and chirping people in the comments as myself while I'm doing the show. But it just
says not Kyle Demetrius.
I've got to change my YouTube username. It doesn't really make sense. You can tell that the show is coming to an end for me because I sold my Peloton.
It's no longer here. Yeah, the Peloton's gone. The Christmas card still remains.
The Christmas card is inside of my birthday card.
Okay, and then the bottle of ketchup is gone.
No, it's right here.
Oh, it's just off screen.
it's all here. I'll put it back.
Oh, good. Yes.
There we go. This episode is brought to you by Heinz.
Get at us, buddy.
We never got any endorsement deals. The Peloton was the true main character. You couldn't actually see it on the podcast, but I used to actually have like, at nighttime, I'd like throw my jeans off. Actually, my jeans are right here. Actually, here's my belt. I used to throw like my jeans or whatever on the Peloton, but you just couldn't see it because it was behind me. It was very much the main character of this very tiny room. But I started doing this podcast from a bathroom.
Yes, famously.
In Toronto, I would go into my bathroom because my ex-girlfriend would be sleeping in the other room, and if I did it from the main area, it was too loud, so I'd go into the bathroom. And actually, there was really good acoustics because the shower curtain would dampen some of the sound, and it was such a small room. And I also used to do it with headphones attached to my phone, and then audio record the clip. Like, I would used to do an audio recording of my phone and then send that as an MP4 to
see.
Have we ever met in real life? No,
we have not, unfortunately. I know, we've known each other since I started at Fear the Fin at 2018, and yeah, I started summer 2018, and for some reason you and I in the Slack just just started clicking because of the dumbest thing. Simpsons.
It's because I needed you to make my graphics for my articles.
Yeah. And actually even I think you wrote like three articles the entire time.
I had what?
I think you wrote like three articles since I had gotten there. But anyway.
No, because I'd worked there for 2 years.
Yeah, but you weren't writing very much by then anyway. So.
But by the time you got on there, because I decided I didn't really want to write that much anymore. Yeah. So I pitched a podcast idea to the managing editor at the time that we should do a podcast. A little treat for everybody when you see the episode name of this podcast. It is the original name that I wanted to name the original podcast I did back then.
You can see it right now. Yeah.
Can you? Oh, yeah, it's at the top. I wanted to call it the Evgeny Napodkov. That was my pitch for the name of the stupid podcast. We ended up going with Blood, Sweat, and Teal. I think the Evgeny Napodkov is way funnier, personally. Yes. So
we've been holding on to this title for the end of it. Like we as soon as Kyle kind of made it known that, you know, internally between the two of us that he was gonna be leaving. There was no doubt this was going to be the name of the episode, the title, because he's been hanging on to this thing for 5 years. So
it's so Kyle, funny.
It's beautiful. It's in the world. You can see. Yes.
Yes. The Evgeny Napodkov. I hope tomorrow the SEO is just like not
just off the charts.
it's just, I hope tomorrow it's titled the Evgeny Napodkov. Then like the bio, it's just like trades, Sharks, Marlowe, yeah. McDavid, Crosby, Cup, yes.
Eric Carlson.
All of the stuff that'll just get mad SEO hits. Yes, it is a 5-year-old joke. I've been hanging on to this for a long time.
But spoiler, all of our jokes are 5-year-old jokes.
So. Yeah. The Simpsons Clip Show joke is from like 1998 or something like that. It's good. So JD, do you want to hawk some merchandise?
Let's do that.
I get to go second. I get to hawk my least favorite of the merchandise. Never mind.
It's the easiest of the merchandise.
No, it's one of my favorite ones. Yeah. Remember when I had to do boner pills?
Yes.
Oh, guys. It's okay. Buckle up. This is an 8-minute ad read. Catch you later, guys.
Yes. Kyle's going to take a nap. Guys, if you want to work on your gut health, get more energy, optimize your immune system, but you hate taking pills and vitamins, and there's like a bajillion of them when you go to the drugstore, and they all cost a bajillion dollars. With Athletic Greens AG1, you don't have to worry about that. One delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all those things. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. They're recommended by professional athletes such as Matt Nieto, who we love. They're trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. And Athletic Greens is a climate-neutral certified company. In 2020, AG purchased carbon credits that support projects protecting old-growth rainforests. So every purchase, they donate to organizations to help get nutritious food to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. In 2020, Athletic Greens donated over 1.2 million meals to kids in 2020. Why does it say 2020 twice? Anyway, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
They really need to get some new ad copy. That's so long. I used to go on my phone before we did actually had to record. So we would record. So we used to record not looking at each other. And it was hard because I'm reading the comments at the same time.
Yeah.
I was going to say JD's the littlest guy we know, but I forget what that Simpsons quote is. Maggie's the littlest guy we know, something like that.
She's such a trooper.
we used to not look at each other, and it was really hard to get it down. So then we used to record on Zoom or something like that. Yeah. And looking at each other, but I used to go on my phone because nobody knew. And then I just continued to go on my phone. I was actually texting my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And then actually I was texting the chat. I really thought that was going to be funny. Yep. Everything's a bit. All things are bits.
All things are bits. All right, Kyle, this is your exit interview.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. What is the best bit that we have ever come up with?
Oh, me personally, or
us? Yeah.
Or like as a show?
As a show, or you?
The best bit. I mean, the best bit that we came up with was calling yourself the Content Boys, which was me, yes. Which is really funny because I was so mad last summer. I was like, we had to do stuff, but
that was 2020. 2020.
Oh, 2020. Right. We called ourselves the Content Boys because is that when we did the
We did the
March Madness thing.
Yes.
And it just soaked up so many episodes and it was amazing. Yep. We called ourselves the Content Boys. The best bit we ever came up with was We Saved the Franchise. It's so stupid and funny because we have no influence over anything. Actually, we do have confirmed information that Doug Wilson Jr. does listen to the show, which is hilarious. But I think the best bit is We Saved the Franchise, probably, right?
That, yeah. Saving the Franchise, manifesting William Eklund. That's up there. I would also say find Eklund a friend bit's pretty good too.
The Bachelor find Eklund a friend bit. Yeah. It's also, I would like to point out that the Locked On Network, the MILF friendly podcast. So, that all came about because obviously players' moms came into our DMs, but I'm not joking you when there's probably 10, 12 parents of players, if not more, that actually follow and interact with us. There's like many.
They're
many
just people. Proud parents.
Yeah, and we pump the like the Sharks and the Barracuda do a piss poor job of
That is a good one.
That's also a good one. I can't believe that Bill.
We have got a note on that one.
Anything? Yeah, and also the do it yourself from Rock Auto. They're just jerking off jokes. Yeah. Somehow we lost two viewers on our thing.
Yes.
Where was I going? Oh no, there's like actually like moms and stuff like that. I don't know what that means.
They just want more live shows.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, take it up with JD. I don't have any control of this anymore. I'm leaving. Anything to do. Oh, JD's crying. Wow.
No, I was just waiting. I was laughing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, anything. No, those are not MILF friendly. I can't believe corporate didn't say anything either when we straight up put in our bio the MILF friendly podcast.
I'm probably going to get a long email after you leave.
Why would they listen to this episode? Of all the episodes that they can listen to.
This is not the episode to listen to.
Is there any old-timey bits that we started with that we just really bailed on? I don't think so.
No, we had some good ones. Some dumb stuff that we came up with at Fear the Fin.
Well, the banging the clipboard one was I came up with that for Ryan Merkley.
Yeah.
This person asked, yeah, did you guys ever get chastised by Locked On Corporate? Yeah, all the time. When we joke about it, we're not actually like it's a joke, but it actually does happen routinely. And then they stopped emailing me and just emailed Jay. So
one of us is a responsible adult. We had some good ones there. So as well. Yeah, the banging the clipboard.
A lot of the meme content was good back when Doug Wilson laundered the banging the clipboard, by the way, is I believe the original tweet that I stole it from was about the dentist. And it was like the Merkley window. Yeah, I forgot about that. It was like patient bang like in the lobby, teeth, receptionist getting louder, teeth, dentist banging his clipboard, teeth. I think that was the original one I stole it from. And then tweaked it around.
Deep in the bowels of the SAP Center.
Yeah. I was actually when they drafted Ryan I think JD edits that in a post, a bleep button.
Yeah.
We used to swear all the time. And then we actually got told on numerous occasions to swear less. And then we actually swore more. And then we stopped swearing.
The goal anyway. Horn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's from NHL 94. So actually that one of our original ideas at Fear the Finn that never got off the ground was where your C wanted you to make a like explaining the rules of like explaining hockey thing. I was going to make a cool video for it and stuff. And I did like all the assets for it and then it just never got it. So
yeah, I didn't write any of the articles, but JD did all of the graphics work.
I had like videos and stuff made up for it and everything too. But like, yeah, they're hidden within my, but the NHL 94 horn, lives on as the beep button, so that I go through and edit it.
Yeah.
What's the worst bit that we ever came up with?
All of them. Some of them are so bad. We would throw the Sharks March Madness thing was pretty bad just because we A weren't popular enough and B really drew it out over like a long period of time. So yeah. It took up a
lot to be
of
fair, effort. That was like we were like 3 weeks into it and then COVID happened and then it was like, oh, you guys have no games to talk about, but you have to keep bumping up 5 episodes.
Somebody wrote to pretending to love Bill. JD likes them. Oh, we're down to 10 people watching. One of them is me. We're down to 9. These people. Anyway, what's the next question? I actually can't think of a bad bit because all of our bits are great.
Every one of them is perfect.
Every one of them is amazing.
All right. Why don't you do your all-time favorite ad?
Have you guys ever thought about doing more written content, or do you leave it when you left Fear the Finn? No, where would we write it? Where would we put it? On a Substack? On douchebags. No. I don't know. I could write. Well, JD didn't really do...
I wasn't a writer.
You did write at the end. JD wasn't a writer. JD was the graphic designer. Brought on to make our stuff look cool.
And I did start writing at the end, but yeah.
Yeah, once the exodus started happening. But I was a writer. I came on in 2016 after they won the cup. Oh my God, what a Freudian slip. They did not win the cup. Won. I came on that next, like 2016-17 season right at the beginning. So I was writing all the time. I was putting out an article a week for like 2 seasons. And then I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I like hearing my own voice. Adreed. Gamblor.
Yes. Neon claws.
It's the best one. You made a promise to your daughter. And that promise was to go to BetOnline because it is the number one source for all your betting and sports info needs. You can find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including the basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs, baseball started up. There's UFC. There's boxing, which is called the Sweet Science sometimes. I'm sure you can bet on SummerSlam and wrestling. That's coming up. It's probably got weird shit going on, like footy or rugby league or the other version of rugby. I don't know why rugby needs 17 different versions of rugby. Maybe there's some cricket, some highlight, Polish hockey too, all sorts of stuff. And you can even start betting on the futures, like NFL futures that are coming up. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoff, esports, and more. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Can't believe they actually we openly called BetOnline Gambler. Just goes to prove that they just shell out money. And they don't actually listen to. Oh, we're back up to 11. Yes, somebody joined. Okay, what's the next question?
What, as a kid say, what is my toxic trait? The thing that
your toxic trait?
Yep.
Not saying people's names right.
Oh yeah, I'm terrible.
Just straight up reading a player's names wrong. And then I started calling you on it because I thought it was really funny, but then I thought it was really mean. Yeah. Was there a different answer?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that or being obnoxiously on time.
Oh, also, yeah. JD is also like aggressively on time and if not early. So it'll be like, we'll say, okay, we're recording at 7 o'clock.
So like, for example, today I had the thing open at 7:47.
I logged in casually at like 7:54. Yeah. But like JD will be like recording at 7 and then he'll text at like 6 o'clock and be like, still good for 7. And then at 10:02 or 5:02, he would be like setting up and I would be, I don't know, 10 minutes away from my home and be like, oh, I'm on the way. Battle of Alberta is clearly inferior to this. Duh. Nobody wants to watch real hockey.
We would rather discuss hockey things that never did happen.
Yeah, like the San Jose Sharks being good while we recorded this goddamn podcast.
Could you imagine if they were good?
All I wanted, that's the biggest, I don't know if you had biggest regret. Biggest regret in there, Obi-Wan in 30 minutes. Oh, what? I thought it was coming out at midnight.
Nah.
What? Put, John, please explain.
Man. I think John actually works for Disney, so if I remember correctly.
I didn't want money. I wanted a peanut. Money can be used to buy peanuts. Explain. Money can be used in exchange for service, goods and services. Oh, Obi-Wan's coming out at 9? Oh, what?
Mm.
I'm going to take my pants off and watch that. That's for sure. That's for sure. I guess we know how long we're going today. I guess we're going to stop at 8:55 if we make it that far. I don't know if you're going to ask biggest regret, but the biggest regret definitely, there's not really a regret, but Owen Nolan just doesn't do media ever. Yeah. Pants off was a good bit. Joke's on you. My pants were always off. I recorded, they've always been off. Yeah. I recorded a lot of podcasts pantsless. The other regret though would be, I wish the Sharks were good while we covered it.
If the Sharks were actually good.
Why would the change besides the Griffin? Why would you want to uproot to get deep on you? Because I'd like to get deep on her on a regular basis. I don't know. It's really far away. She's not coming back, so I'm going there. Also, life is short. Do shit that makes you happy. Smoke meth and hail Satan. All that good stuff. So.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Sharks were good.
Yeah.
God. We were, for like a couple of weeks, we were like second or third in the Locked On Network rankings.
Yeah, the beginning of the season when they were really good.
And in the summer. And if they were actually any good, we would have roped in a lot of casuals that just don't care about hockey, which is fine. That happens everywhere. But unfortunately, we just don't have the fan base that like a Boston or a Detroit or Toronto or an Ottawa. Don't ever listen to the Locked On Ottawa Senators podcast. That podcast sucks. And I hate them. There's going to be a long bleep in the middle of this episode. All right, what's the next question?
That's all I got.
We did have good vibes for 3 weeks.
We did have good vibes.
Oh, sick. Oh. JD and I were so excited about the team that it was a Friday night and they just beat the Leafs. And JD was like,
JD was like,
should we do a podcast? I'm like, I don't know. It was a Friday night. And he's like, oh, and then like 20 minutes later, we both were like, okay, let's just do a podcast. And it was just us talking for 20 minutes. And it came on a Saturday. And I think it's one of our highest rated episodes, possibly.
It's up there. Who is your favorite interview that we did?
William Eklund.
Other than Eklund.
Eklund was cool because William Eklund is very nice.
Yes.
And very appreciative. A little preview. William Eklund will be back. Might have to come back for that. When was the last time you watched the video you made with the Duel of the Fates and us saving the franchise?
I can't watch it anymore because I'm afraid that we might have that I might end up with a third child after it. So
the next best interview. I don't know. Most people were pretty good. There's only one
Ben
interview.
Ben Gaudreau is sneaky funny, and yeah.
Yeah, Ben Gaudreau was really good. Also friend of the show, still likes our stuff. Yes. We see you out there, Ben Gaudreau, on Instagram. Most of the interviews, everybody was like pretty good and like appreciative. Like Thomas Bordalo clearly knew he was going places, but the interview was still
Eklund has seen The Bachelor. I don't know if he's seen The Bachelor memes. I'm gonna ask him. So yeah.
We can ask him. We're on that level. Yeah, Gaudreau, like Bordalo interview was still good and he like was engaged. We already answered this earlier. We've never met in real life. He was really engaged and stuff, but he was clearly like new, like he played at Michigan and stuff like that. But he was still really good in the interview.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the Robbins one.
That was our first one.
He was 20 minutes late because he was eating salmon.
Yeah.
Gaudreau probably though. LaRocque was also really great too. LaRocque is just really, really nice.
Spoiler, LaRocque's coming back as well. So
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, all of them were pretty. Nobody was really like, some of them were tough. Alex True was tough. Yeah. We'll keep those comments to ourselves. But what he said we're doing a good job other than that.
Yeah.
So other than that, you don't get to know.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much longer you want to go. We're at 25 minutes now, but if you guys have any more questions, yeah, keep dropping them in. We'll be more than happy. Yeah. But yeah, we haven't met. We wanted to try to meet at some point. It didn't work out, you know, pandemic and all that stuff. But other than my wife over the past 2 years, Kyle's probably the person I've seen the most, just because, you know, literally 5 episodes a week, and half the time we'll shoot the shit for 20 minutes off beforehand, then we'll record an episode, and then we'll talk for another 20 minutes after, because that's what we do. And yeah, it's just been, it's going to be different.
Yeah, sometimes you just kind of sit here and do nothing.
Yeah.
Just like chat.
I know when I did the interview with Tony, you know, like my Steph was upstairs with the boys, and I just walk upstairs. She's like, "You're done already?" I was like, "Yeah, it just kind of, that was it." That's so.
Yeah. I don't think there actually is a replacement right now. I think JD's just going to do this by himself, the old Pamela Henderson, to the podcast. But watch the Warriors. We are watching the Warriors. Now that you're leaving, can you reveal all the Sharks' parents that you slid into the? No, we're not revealing the parents because JD's still doing the podcast.
Yeah. I'm still doing the podcast. There's going to be a new episode on Monday. I already have like all of next week's episodes planned out. I have a new draft profile coming out.
Who is it?
Cutter Gauthier. So yeah, I got him. Yeah. Got
Why him. Do people like him so much?
We're going to find out.
who's the person doing it?
I'm going to keep it's a new one. So somebody was,
is it the person that, is it the elusive person that we couldn't get for the longest time?
Somebody else. So, yeah, we're,
have you ever met up with followers at games?
Yeah.
JD actually, somebody asked JD to take a picture with him, I think, at the Black
Ops game. Yeah, a couple. I asked to take a picture with them just for fun. But yeah, I did meet a couple people when I went to the Sharks game at the end of the season.
When I went to the Canucks game, there was 3 Sharks people sitting behind us, and we were talking to them the whole time because they were young. And then some dude on Twitter, like a week later, was like, "Oh, that was like my cousin or my sister's brother-in-law." Nice. Or like, that guy had a hot girlfriend, and the hot girlfriend was that guy related somehow to that guy. So congrats to that guy. Jimmy Snuggerud, that's just a great name. I won't be doing that. JD's probably the better Halo player because he plays more. JD's also the designated drug driver. That just drives around in the Warthog.
I will say my Warthog skill, I that is my thing. So it depends. If I'm eating cheesecake, there's nobody that's
one night we were playing, but then JD has it like his JD's best friend also plays. Yeah. And so we were playing, and JD all of a sudden all you can hear is we're like, "What is going on?" He's like, "Oh, I found cheesecake in the fridge."
It was right around Christmas time.
Crushing cheesecake and put up like 15 kills and 27 kills and like 3 deaths or something. It was crazy. I haven't actually played. I'm actually selling my Xbox when I moved to Australia.
Because they don't have any fun games down there. They nerf all their games. Yeah.
Kyle is covering the Sharks so intensely. Helped or hurt being an actual fan of the team? Are you excited to be more a casual fan? Okay. This is broken up into 2 pieces. I don't know. I think it's helped.
You kind of know a little bit more how the sausage is made, I think.
Which is fine. I really can separate that. I think mostly because I never really had any limits on what I could do. And we criticized, I think our whole thing coming into this podcast too, was that we're not going to just kowtow to the Sharks and be like Teal Town or some of the other podcasts where everything is great. Notably, we've never had Jonathan Bescher on, or we haven't had Brody on, or we haven't had any of those people on. We're not part of the state media, so it doesn't really... I didn't think it like really hurt. Plus interviewing the prospects and stuff really kind of made it more exciting to see them kind of like become
before they've had the teal curtain wrapped over them.
So I don't think it's actually hurt, but the second part, if you say to be more of a casual fan, yes, I am. I have unfollowed so many hockey Twitter people.
Yeah, I noticed I got unfollowed. Jesus.
Just ruthless. No, but I've unfollowed a lot of like stats people, like analytics people. I've unfollowed some like beat writers of like other teams that I just don't care about. So it'll be fun to just kind of watch from afar, and like I'll still pay attention obviously and stuff like that. Like I'm never gonna not be a Sharks fan. If they make it to Stanley Cup finals, I'll probably fly back if it's looking good, just to sell everybody. But yeah, no, I'm excited to just be a casual. And I, before I even did this, I still kept up with like the draft, not as intensely, kept up with the draft, kept up with other stuff. So I won't be like completely out of the scene, but it'll be nice to just be like away from hockey. Cause there was times at points where I'm just like, I just don't care about the Sharks. And like in the summertime, it was so nice to get a break before jumping back in. But then once you got in the swing of things, it was fine. I am from Canada.
How'd you become a Sharks fan, Kyle?
I am from Canada.
Famously in Owen Nolan.
Yeah, so I guess the Sharks were invented when I was like 3, 2, something like that. My dad, my whole family's Habs fans. And so I was obviously, my dad would like watch games with me as a little baby, Habs. And then when I was like 3 or 4, whenever, my aunt, there's a big push before the Ducks and the Sharks as it came in at the same time. Big push of their merchandise. My aunt was like, really could have became a Ducks fan. It was really close. But my aunt saw a shirt. It was teal and it had a shark eating a stick. She's like, that's fun. And my nephew loves sports. He's a boy. She knows nothing about sports. She's like, here's a sports t-shirt. And apparently I loved it. And told my dad as a little shithead child that I was giving up my Habs fandom and becoming a Sharks fan. I'm guessing he didn't believe me. Because
do you believe me now, Dad?
Yeah, jokes on you, old man. Yeah, and so then I kind of just stuck with it, and then I would get up in the morning and watch SportsCenter, like the TSN version, and catch the highlights and follow like in the newspaper, the box and stuff like that.
Did you cut out clippings and stuff as a kid?
I didn't cut out the clippings. I would just like look at the box score.
Yeah, for me, because I grew up like my first love was like the Dolphins, and that's still like my favorite team, unfortunately. Corky. And then I would like cut out the clip on Monday. I would have the paper and cut out the clippings and like make the little scrapbook and everything like that. That was, yeah. But
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, you better be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go back to the podcast, Gitchin. Yeah. So then I just kind of stuck through it. And then Owen Nolan obliterated the All-Star game. And that was that. It was a picture wrap. I was never going back. And now I'm here. Sad.
Just a lifetime of disappointment.
Sad.
Well, I mean, it's not like being a Habs fan has been much better.
They won the cup in 1993 and then went to the finals last year. So, I mean, like, it's not even like I can make fun of him for being shitty.
Yeah.
It'd be easier if he's a Leafs fan, but it is what it is. So, yeah, that's how I became a Sharks fan. And now I have to be a Sharks fan in Australia, which seems like an even more daunting task than being a Sharks fan in Toronto. Being a Sharks fan as a little kid was hard because, A, I lived in Toronto. We're back up to 16. Nice.
B, the internet wasn't like a real thing. So you couldn't
The internet. So yeah. I had to like watch clips. I got to watch them on TV like once a year when they played Toronto or Montreal or like a late hockey night in Canada. So it was whatever. And then, yeah, it was tough. And then I would learn how to pirate. DW Junior did play in Australia. Apparently there's an ice hockey rink not too far from my house in Australia.
Nice.
Yeah. So maybe I'll take up hockey again. I haven't played in a few years. Just because it's really expensive, but I don't know.
That's the only reason I didn't play and make it to the NHL. It's really expensive.
they don't have many ice rinks in South Carolina.
There's one right by my parents, or at least where my parents live now. There's the ECHL, the Stingrays is like 10 minutes from my parents' house. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch. The one thing that will suffer for me being in Australia is that I already don't really care about the AHL, and I will care very, very little about the AHL or the ECHL.
I'm just going to send you clips of the prospects doing fun stuff.
This is actually technically Locked on Sharks. It'll actually be Locked on Sharks 3.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so I found it.
36 episodes of the previous iteration.
So I founded founded Locked on Sharks. Well, like the Locked on Network was already a thing, and then they were making the NHL channel, and I reached out to Sean and did all that stuff and got signed up with former host C. So yeah, I was the original, and then C left, and then we started up again. So it's actually 4.0 because it was me and C, then it was me, you, and Eric, then it was just me and you. So there's like Kyle and C, the Fear the Fin Legacy podcast. Yeah. Then there was the three man jam. Then there was the Content Boys, and now it's just JD.
It's just mercy. I'm just killing you guys off one by one. Taking a bloody coup.
Oh God. Maybe you planted the Hinge profile. That's that.
Yeah. Should we sign off here?
I don't know. Do you have anything else to add?
I'm going to get a little mushy here, but it's been a pleasure, dude. And I mean, again, just started from us making dumb suggestions and dumb ideas.
I believe the phrase is started from the bottom.
Yes. And now we're here with 15 people watching us.
Now we're in the middle rung somewhere.
Yes. But no, I mean, like I said before, you gave me a chance to do the podcast, and you've helped me immensely. And just the dumb ideas that we've come up with and bouncing each other off, off each other. And I'm really happy for you that you're going to go do something fun, and you're pursuing what you want to do, but it's just gonna be sad not seeing my friend every day. And that's what's going to be tough, but I'm going to try to do the best I can with the podcast and try to keep, the legacy of the Content Boys going as best I can. It'll be hard to make as many Simpsons jokes by yourself, but I will do my best. So I just want to thank you for everything you've done.
Yeah. You're welcome. Is that what you're supposed to say?
When you say I love you and you're just like, awesome.
I love you. Neat. What's for dinner? Now JD is the content man. Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Congrats, RM Lowry. What do you think the RM stands for? Real Montgomery Lowry?
Yes.
One of my favorite Simpsons bits is when Homer goes to, he sends that mail to Mr. Burns, and he goes to the office. He's like, hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I'm here to pick up a package. And the guy's like, okay, okay, Mr. Burns, what's your first name? And Homer's like, I don't know. it's just really funny.
When he's like, Mr. Burns, I need this package delivered, post haste. And it gets all the way to everyone's passing it out, and then it gets to Homer, and he just runs it to Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns, here's your package. And then he's like, and then he the little weight, it's like 100 grams or whatever. He's like, it sounded bigger when I ordered it.
But, oh, wow, we're up to 21 people. There's also, I love when Homer becomes Smithers, and Homer's got the notes in the mail. He's like, you have 1 hour to move your car. You have 30 minutes to move your car. Your car has been impounded. Your car has been crushed into a cube. You have 30 minutes to move your cube. And the phone rings, and Homer picks up Mr. Burns and goes, is this about my cube? I don't know why. Sometimes I'll message my brother and be like, is this about my cube? Oh, man. The cube joke is really funny. I also just watched Bart's Girlfriend. And there's a scene in there where there's like a fire drill or whatever. They pull the thing.
Yeah, she pulls
it. Willie's like, won't somebody save the wee turtles? And he runs, he kicks the door down. Then he runs back out and all the turtles are on him. And he's like, ah, somebody save me from the wee turtles. Oh, man. That's really good. I actually watch other things other than The Simpsons. It's too much fertile ground for memes, for jokes.
Yeah. This is the off season. This is when you get ready for next season. You got to put in the time now, finding those gems of memes.
Think about how good our memes were at the beginning of the season. So, do you have a favorite meme?
That's a good one.
So the joke here, somebody said the name is Robert Michael, but don't tell anyone. The joke is, if that is your real name, Bart Simpson. I just know way too much about The Simpsons, and it just cannot make me money in any way, shape, or form, or help.
We can make money off knowing The Simpsons.
Wow, San Jose Hockey Now is here. Jeez,
man, Shang showing up.
Thanks for coming, Shang.
Yeah,
if that is your real name.
I have met Shang in real life multiple times.
I haven't. Actually met none. Literally, none. That's not true. I have met one person from the Sharks orbit, and that was former writer of at Fear the Finn, Eric Johnsgaard. I met in Portland and got absolutely drunk off my face.
That sounds
him,
like a good
him
time.
And his wife and my friend. So he's the only person from the Fear the Finn or like the Sharks greater. We're all sad. It's a sad day. It's like I'm dying. Locked on Simpsons podcast. Unfortunately,
that's never getting greenlit.
could be. Yes. It's a bonus episode every Saturday, and just put it on the Locked On Network feed and call it something else. They'll never listen to it.
The Evgeny Napodkov 2.0.
The Evgeny Napodkov is just my favorite thing. Yeah. Did you have a favorite meme you made? I'm not gonna lie, the Hurdle William Eklund creation of man Adam thing where they're touching fingers is really funny. I did like
when we were in the preseason games, because the whole thing was like we couldn't watch the preseason games. So just me like photoshopping whoever was on the scoring play and throwing like artist rendition of Thomas, you know, or of Sasha Chmielewski goal. And it's just like three of them just like wearing stick mismatch, men. Yeah, wearing mismatch jerseys and stuff like that. That was, I did like those. The running bit of the Shang with the Merkley. You know, or every time Merkley's in the lineup and it's the say the line Shang, Merkley's putting on the power. Yay! Like that one's one of my favorite running bits for memes.
I don't know who Ryden is. I really like the Eklund
say the line Shang.
I really like the Eklund Teletubby meme.
That one's good. Yeah. That one's sure right.
I can't believe I fell for that. I've lost my fastball. I really like the Eklund Teletubbies meme. There was formerly my own personal creation. I made one Sharks meme. One. The entire time I covered the Sharks. That's 6 years.
Made me do the rest. That's why.
Yeah, of course. So how it worked was that one of us would have an idea. Wow, Restream just said we've reached 100 messages today with Restream chat. Yeah, we tried to come up with nicknames of people that weren't like dumb.
Yeah.
Also, we got told by corporate that we weren't allowed to say Lord and Savior in one of our, we did like these 1 minute like bumper things for the end of like Locked On Warriors and Locked On Giants and stuff like that. So people would come check us out. And as everybody who listened to the show knows, we would call Jasper the Lord, and then sometimes we'd say William Eklund our Lord and Savior, and they wouldn't let us say that because it was too close to religion, and they kept sending back our stupid bumper reads. It was really funny. It was like, this is what we call them, but we tried to come up with names that were just like kind of fun, kind of creative, and made sense. So if you notice, we didn't force nicknames on everybody.
We just
really didn't want to be other podcasts that did that. So
yeah. Your one meme.
My one meme. So it's the Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress where he shoots Hannibal Buress and then he's like standing in front of him. And it said
Eric Carlson.
Yeah, Brent Burns and Martin Jones screw up or something like that. Yeah. And then it has Eric Carlson in the chair. And then underneath it says, why would Eric Carlson do this?
Do this, yeah.
That was the only
I did like we use this one quite a bit, but the Game of Thrones to Jon Snow when he's like facing the army.
Oh, I still have that gif on my phone where it's like EK65 haters Kyle, because I just had to
there's that one. I think my favorite variation was Martin Jones, and it was like, I forget, I think they were playing like the Canucks. It was like Canucks and then Mario Ferraro, because Ferraro led to like two own goals that night or something like that.
that's a good one. I forgot about that. All of the Martin Jones memes and Martin Jones jokes were just absolutely A+ by us. Martin Jones apparently is a nice guy.
He seems like a really nice guy.
You should Google it right now. Did we find out what his final save percentage was?
It was above. I think it was above
his... While JD looks this up, I'm sure he'll give you the Obi-Wan review on Monday.
I'm sure that's
not gonna be fine. Whenever I come back as a guest spot, we should just change the name from Locked On Sharks to the Content Boys. As like,
The bat signal. The bat signal was he ended this year with a .900 save percentage.
Why couldn't he do that for San Jose? Jeez.
Breaking his streak of .896, 3 years running. So,
Do you have a favorite podcast or like moment?
Douglas Murray threatening to punch me in the forehead was really funny. that's a good one.
I think he was drunk. He was definitely drinking.
Yeah. That one's up there. That was pretty fun. Yeah, I mean, I think getting Eklund, just like the excitement and like trying to keep it hush hush and like not wanting to tell anybody that, like, yeah, we got William Eklund. And then just all of the pre-production and stuff that went into that, I think. And yeah, launching the trailer for the Eklund trailer. You know, and then actually in the draft, like when the Sharks drafted
the post, I think we called the post episode one just E5.
Wait, and then we played the Swedish national anthem in the outro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I would not have Marlo and Jumbo's numbers raised to start the season.
Oh, comment me holding the flag, the Homer holding the flag and the Rudy.
Oh,
that's a good bit. Oh,
go sports when we were trying to figure out
who the rooting interest for the Tankathon. Yeah, that's a good one too, with just the different teams on the flags.
Yeah, yeah. A late series joke when we would just yell Tobias whenever they played the game
randomly.
That's amazing. No, I wouldn't retire their numbers right at the start of the season, especially not together. They deserve their own days. Yeah. They deserve their own days. They deserve their own ceremonies.
Yeah. Especially with Marlo officially like retiring first, I think he goes first, and then if. Yeah. If Thornton decides he wants to retire and he comes back and signs his one-day contract, then he can, you know, do it in the same order that they did, that they retired. So
they should retire Marlowe's number on the 12th of a month and then Thornton's on the next. No, I figured it out. Get at me. We were not afraid to sell out. I will move back from Australia. No, I won't. But I will do this from Australia if the Sharks pay me to just sell out and do fluff pieces on Sharks. But here's an idea for you all. Retire Thornton's jersey on the day that the trade was made.
The trade went down. I love it. There you go.
Can't believe they didn't hire us. They had an actual Nazi sympathizer in John Root doing in-game arenas. Then they have like a radio host who doesn't care about the Sharks. We're right there. We would have sold out. At any point, I would have sold out for money. You wouldn't even have to pay me a lot. I'm Canadian. The dollars work out really nicely. I could have done it from here. I could have moved there. I don't know. They could have just done this. I hope whatever staffer is listening to this shows this to whoever's in charge. They feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. What's it?
Do I have to do the thing? Oh, man.
I guess I'll do it unless you...
No. It's my last time I get to do it. Get out of here. Okay. Should I make a speech? I didn't think of...
Oh, yeah. If you want to... Kyle, you've said it all. Where can the people find you? What are you got coming up next?
Of course I'm gonna come back multiple times throughout the year.
We're trying, hopefully, right after the draft.
Well, I can come back. At what day is the draft?
It's a I don't know, that's too far ahead. It's like a Thursday or something.
We
like
know
that.
What day is the draft is. We have the internet. NHL entry.
I already used draft. Up all my internet looks for the day.
Thursday, July 7th, which means that it will be Friday, July 8th, in Australia. Hold on. I think I might be away.
Okay. Never mind.
That specific weekend. But I will come back after,
Kyle will be back. So
yeah. Was I going with this before?
Well, you're giving an impassioned speech.
Yes. The draft is 2 days. Thank you, Graham Slam. Oh, great name. I didn't read your name before I wanted to dunk on you. Graham Slam is a great name. Yeah. I'm sure you've used that since you've been a little child. It's been fun. It's been real. It's pretty funny that I sent in an application to Jake, the managing editor of Fear the Fin in 2016, and he didn't read my email. And then like 2 weeks later, he put out a new tweet saying we need more people. And I resent him the same email word for word with the same attachments. And he hired me. My first piece, I think, is Patrick Marleau Hall of Famer. It might've been my first one. unsure if it was, but I can't remember.
I noticed my last piece with Fear the Finn was, should Joe Thornton have his Ray Bork moment? And people hated that. And now look.
Yes, well, people are stupid. Well, he's not getting it this year. The fraud.
He's not getting it at all. I don't think, yeah. I think he's done, but yeah.
No, he's got to go back one.
Kyle and Joe Thornton walking out, going at the same time.
Hand in hand. There's something to be said about that. I am the greatest passer of all time. Second greatest. I guess Wayne Gretzky would be the greatest. So I started back then and didn't really know I was going to be doing a podcast. When I pitched doing a podcast, the first one, Blood, Sweat, and Teal, was like 2 hours, hour and a half, and once a week. And we'd record on like a Sunday in my bathroom in Toronto. And yeah, it would take like 4 hours to do it. And I'd be up to like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. And then it kind of morphed into lockdown. And then, yeah, staying awake to do. Well, when I lived in Toronto, it was pain because the games would end at 1 and I'd be up doing the podcast. These aren't my last words. People are stupid. I have different last words. It's that people is stupid. What are my last words going to be? Oh, I got to think of something while you're doing the spiel and I can sign off. Mm-hmm. But it's been great. Obviously, it turned out really well with you and I. It definitely wouldn't have been as successful without you, just because I can't. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Great bit. Also, they do it in my second favorite Simpsons episode, Sideshow Bob Roberts. There's too much blood on the knob. Couldn't have done it without you, just because I don't know how to edit, and I would have never put out episodes on games where I wasn't watching or didn't care to. Stay Frosty is a really funny way to end the podcast. That's awesome. Because like I wouldn't have done it, and you were very much into schedules and keeping us on track and making sure that we had content and answering corporate and doing stuff that they wanted. And we never did follow corporate's rules, or like not rules, but suggestions of off-season content. To answer that question that just came in there, we would have never. The podcast would have went nowhere without you, just because I wouldn't have been able to keep up. So, and then it turned out that we turned out to be really good at podcasting and built a show, and that now has almost 2,000 followers. And in a market that a longtime podcast only has like 4,000 or something like that. Shut up. It's not out. It's not 9 yet. Jeez. Also, you work for Disney.
You probably
could have watched it already. Yeah. Anyway. So thanks, JD. It's been a slice. What has it been? 2 years?
2 years of podcasting.
It was February 2020, I think.
Yep.
Wow, time flies. So like almost two and a quarter years. That's a long time. How many episodes did we do together?
This is episode 551.
Wow. The spectacular. We did have an idea for doing
552.
As The Simpsons did 138th show spectacular, we were going to do like a 472 or something like that. Yeah. We never got around to it, but it's been super fun. Obviously, it kind of sucks to leave. My girlfriend actually has tried to figure out a way that I could do it from Australia and says that I could. And her suggestion was to do it on my lunch breaks at work. But then she's like, what if you record, we just had this conversation last night. She's like, what if you record, the podcast, like record the games and then watch it when you get home from work and then record. I was like, well, it'd be 4 in the morning for JD by the time that happened. And we have to get the podcast out the next morning. Like if I was doing it by myself and JD didn't exist, then I could do it from Australia just cause I could be on my own schedule and I could edit and get the podcast out like an hour before it would drop in North America. Mm-hmm. But obviously that's not realistic, and just the way that life is funny like that, and it works out. And she's like, well, what if you do it, you're not working when I first get there, and be like off for a month while I find a job. She's like, what if you do it for the next month? And just kind of couldn't. So yeah, she's the best. Obviously moving to Australia to be with her. So it's just it's the end of an era. It's the end of the content, boys. the most insane branding that actually worked. And NBCSN put it on TV one time.
My favorite is in the newsletters when it actually would say the content boys in the newsletter.
Yeah, well, they put it on TV and they had to say it. No, the answer is no to that question. Yeah, and then we had like an internal newsletter every week profiling stuff, and they would highlight the content boys, and the people were like, the content boys did this. And it was really funny because it's so stupid. Yeah, so we've had many people have to actually say content boys in like a real professional capacity, which maybe is my lasting legacy. But yeah, now JD is the main character. I'm no longer the main character. I am merely an NPC that shows up with a map every once in a while, or a sword.
You have to go back to your main planet.
I have to go back to the main character planet now. I will not die on the way to my home planet. I'll be back. But JD, thank you for making this podcast successful. And you're still going to do it. So it's not like the Lock on Sharks is dead. I'll have to come back when you quit.
Yeah. There's a new episode coming out on Monday, I promise.
There's going to be new episodes every day from here until the sun swallows, until Mark Edward Vlasic's contract. That's when you should end Mark Edward Vlasic.
Over on BetOnline is the odds. Locked on, which lasts longer, Locked on Sharks or the Mark Edward Vlasic contract?
Oh, Vlasic for sure. Yeah, so see my vest. No, I wish. What's your favorite? Hold on, before we go.
Dakota's thirsty.
That's fine. She can be thirsty. Who among us isn't thirsty?
I know, I finished my beer.
I did this podcast completely sober. Yeah, actually, we should do one last three fries of the week. It is Friday. Let's do three fries of the week. Yes, let's do three fries of the week, and then we'll do the question I had before. Okay. JD, what's
my
your third fry? all time. These are the all time fries.
All time fries.
All time fries. My third fry of the week. My third all time fry of the week is William Eklund, for bringing us so much joy and
so much content.
So much content. Also being nice. His mom. What a legend.
Jeez,
the interview was great. I just can't believe he got drafted at 7. It just made all of our hearts sing. So it was cool. Amazing. William Eklund, the Frylights. Nice. JD, who's your third fry, all-time fry?
My third fry.
It could be something. It could be your microphone. I don't know. An inanimate carbon rod.
No, I'm going to give the third fry of the week to Mrs. Fryhole, who puts up with my shit constantly with this. I talk about this stupid podcast all the time. All the dumb jokes I have to explain to her. She's the real MVP. I don't know where I'd be without her and supporting me and my passion and my dumb hopes and dreams. So
she's the passion that unites us all.
Yes. So she's the third fry of the week.
Oh, nice. I don't have anything sentimental like that. My second fry was going to be shirtless Timo.
Timo Meyer's Instagram. That's my second fry.
That's mine. I just did that. You can't.
We're doing it. Yeah, we're combining.
No, you gotta think of your own.
Fine.
Yeah, my second fry is shirtless Timo on his Instagram because it's
all the TikTok MR for.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that meme. What a great. I like that. Timo time caught on, and then in true content boys fashion, we just went to TikTok, motherfucker. completely. I know. I'm assuming Timo has game. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that, man. Okay. Second fry. All time fry.
Second all time fry. I was gonna give it to Eklund, but you kind of stole my thunder there. You know what? Let me give it to Bortolo. He came in. He saved the season when it was at his darkest moments. And he kept the Vegas Golden Knights out of the playoffs. So that is, yeah. Got a lot of content out of Bortolo at the end of the season.
I like the way this Alexander Bluff thinks. And I would like to subscribe to his magazine. I'm really torn on my first fry. Do you have a guess at what it is?
No,
I was gonna give it to myself.
Good job, great.
Chris Ryder.
You're my first fry too.
Perfect. What a way to end that segment. JD, do you have a favorite Simpsons song? That was the question I was going to ask before that.
The Be My Vest is really good. I do like the monorail song, though.
Monorail. I really like Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius is amazing, too. Can I play the piano?
Sure, yeah, I couldn't before. I like that Homer's like, I love legitimate theater. Yeah. There's a monkey breakdancing.
And it you go to the ballet? The little bear in the car.
Happy birthday. Sorry. Happy birthday, Lisa, is really good too. I just watched Lisa versus Malibu Stacy when they caught up to Smithers. Smithers, you are quite good at turning me on. You should ignore that. Lots of good songs. I also do like the Boudoir song. Especially when Jimbo, Kearney and Dolph are like, we just learned this place existed.
Yeah. Sex Cauldron. I thought they closed the place down.
so many good times. All right.
First Fry is actually all the listeners who actually made this possible. So,
wow.
Yeah. If not, we would have just been making dumb jokes.
There's the real answer. Where has real Montgomery Lowry been this whole time?
Yeah, this is the real answer. The Stonecutters.
Stonecutters. Oh, what a banger tune. Stonecutters, R.M. Lowry. Attach the shit stone of triumph to R.M. Lowry.
Oh, that was a good one. Brendan Dillon, when he got removed from Vlasic as his partner, remove the stone of the shame and it's all Vlasic. Think about it. Attach the stone of triumph and it was Braun.
God, we had so much fun doing nothing. I can't believe people actually listen to this, and then like the Sharks listen to it and other people listen to it. All right, it's past Obi-Wan time.
We've gone for an hour.
If you guys would Dakota,
she's aggressive with this bone.
All right, you gotta put the graphic. I'm waiting for the graphic. If you would like to find us on the internet. Oh, first fry is Paul. Paul emailed us. Hold on. Before we get out of here. Did I read the Paul email?
I don't know.
I can't believe Paul emailed us. Locked on Sharks. He emailed us on May 18th. Paul, one last time. He said, Kyle and JD, it said finding an excellent friend. I think that if the Sharks really want to make an impact here, we should be thinking about who is expendable within our system that we could include in a trade in order to move up a few slots and draft Eklund's future friend or impact center that we so desperately need. Maybe someone who could center a future Eklund co-line, because we all know that Couture won't be that guy. Or do we just be happy with the scraps and take what's left at 11? Not answering that. By the way, I was in the Colorado Denver area recently, and my daughter took me to In-N-Out Burger. Let's just say that I was underwhelmed with their fries. Mine were chalky, bracket, gross, but I did enjoy the yellow peppers. What a legend.
Let's get out of here.
The yellow peppers. A Paul email. We should do the DW Jr. meme, but with boys chanting Paul. Yes, we will do that after this episode. If you'd like to find us on the internet, anywhere, you can find us at Locked On Sharks. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, JD will be all over all of those. You can email us like Paul did at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. If you haven't emailed us, thank you for your service. Is that Stolen Valor? I think it is. We do the salute. If you would like to watch us, if you're into that kind of thing, we're up over 800 followers. You can do that at Locked On Sharks. You can listen to us Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Audible, Odyssey, GarageBand. We actually pushed our episode into iTunes, like the U2 album, OnlyFans. Snapchat has a music function.
Gotta pay for that.
The record pressings are coming out soon. Yeah. We're pressing our greatest hits. We're actually
it's just our best ad reads. It's not even
it's actually just us doing ad reads for boner pills the whole time. You can find us wherever you get your podcast. If you would like to find JD on the internet, you can do that at my fry hole.
Is that Kyle Demetrius? Thank you guys for making us your first San Jose Sharks listen. I'll be back on Monday. podcast isn't going anywhere. We're going to do stuff. So I promise. Go check out the Locked On NHL channel. If you want to see what's going on in the playoffs, because for some reason you don't want to hear us talk about it. We're still mad at you guys about that, but we love you. Or go check out any of the other amazing shows on the podcast network, such as
the new and improved Locked On Sharks.
Bye, friends.
Come.